Well, good Monday morning, beloved. It's great to start off a fresh week with you in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13, where the Apostle Paul is preparing the way for his planned visit by encouraging the Corinthians to take a close look at themselves to see if they are really being true to their faith in Christ. If they are, Paul will not have to deal harshly with them when he arrives. God's saving word for this week, again, is spiritual renewal. And so let's get into it. All right. This is now the third time that I'm coming to visit you. Any accusations must be upheld by the evidence of two or more witnesses, as the scripture says. I want to tell those of you who have sinned in the past and all the others, I said it before during my second visit to you, but I will say it again now that I'm on my way. The next time I come, nobody will escape punishment. You will have all the proof that you want that Christ speaks through me. When he deals with you, he is not weak. Instead, he shows his power among you. For even though it was in weakness that he was put to death on the cross, it is by God's power that he lives. In union with him, we also speak. But in our revelation with you, we shall share God's power in his life. Put yourselves to the test and judge yourselves to find whether you are living in faith. Surely you know that Christ Jesus is in you, unless you have completely failed. I trust you will know that we are not failures. We pray to God that you will do no wrong, not in order to show that we are a success, but so that you may do what is right, even though we may seem to be failures. For we cannot do a thing against the truth, but only for it. We are glad when we are weak, but you are strong. And so we also pray that you will become perfect. That is why I write you this while I am away from you. It is so that when I arrive, I will not have to deal harshly with you in using the authority that the Lord has given me, authority to build you up, not to tear you down. And now, my friends, goodbye. Strive for perfection, listen to my appeals, agree with one another, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet each other with the kiss of peace. All of God's people send you their greetings. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of his Holy Spirit be with you all. And today's key verse is 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Sovereign God, help me to strive for perfection and to live in peace with everyone I meet. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit bind communities of faith in love and in knowledge of you. Amen. Well, that brings our time together today to an end. Tomorrow we will be reading Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 17, where the Apostle Paul describes life in the Spirit. And so, again, you hang in there, church. You keep trusting God for those promises that he has given you. You keep trusting God for those things that you've been praying about. And you know that God's answers are never early, they're never late, they're always right on time. God bless you.